This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, right from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, from the farm. And Jason's engineering the broadcast. If you'd like to call, he'll answer the phone, ask you your first name, the state you're calling from, and the subject you'd like to talk about. Not in detail, just one word is all he needs. And that number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Oh, we're not taking calls today. Excuse me. That would be for other days, but we're not taking calls today. No calls today. If you'd like to listen to us on a telephone listen line, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. And that's provided by Global Star. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fennelli. You know, we have to tell people why we often don't take calls. And that is because we feel that this next few months before the election is going to make or break America. We're really going to go to a total. A lot of people are waking up to the fact that this is a Marxist, Alinsky, Cloward, and Piven, Frankfurt School communist insurrection. See, so what we want to do, folks, it's nothing personal against any callers. What we want to do is give as much information that's as politically incorrect as possible. We want to show you how they're managing you through fear, propaganda, hoaxes, lies, gaslighting. You know, it's all about control. You know, when you have a Marxist system, they want to destroy morale. They want to destabilize. They want to create crisis and violence. And they want to normalize the big brother. They want to normalize the elimination of free markets. They want to make it seem like they are giving certain nobility, benevolence, and philanthropy, which is all 100% phony. And that's our job right now over the next few months, is to wake up as many people as possible. Now, we know that this audience, 99%, is well-read and well-researched. But there are people, we're hoping to give maybe some articles, maybe some economic information, maybe some math to the people to realize, to give to you so you can give to your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and wake up as many people along the way as possible. Now, that being said, Vince, the big news since I was on the air last, obviously, is Ghislaine Maxwell. Epstein's madam has been arrested. There's a few articles that go with this. She was transferred to a New York City jail, and she apparently, one article says she knows everything and will be naming names, former Epstein associate says. Now, what happens when things like that occurs? Okay. Judge, basically a senior U.S. district judge, there was a Jeffrey Epstein accuser, Virginia Guffrey, ordered by the U.S. district judge to destroy files. This judge, her name is Loretta Preska. Now, think about this. Here you have a black male intelligence ring. And from what I read, it's not just our FBI or CIA and other intelligence officers, and who knows if the FBI is into it. It's also Mossad. It's MI6. Keep in mind, this was a blackmail ring to control the people, to make a few people make all the decisions, not just in our country, but in the world. These names need to come out, because now there's a judge by the name of Allison Nathan who's assigned to the Ghislaine Maxwell case, and she had previously served as a special assistant to Obama and the White House counsel. Everything is rigged. Everything is rigged. You know, nothing that you hear from the mainstream media, folks, has any validity. It's not credible at all. It's all bought and paid for. There's a few people at the very top who are getting the benefits and making the decisions. Just like this this so-called story about the Russians bribing Taliban to kill U.S. troops. Even the CIA director's intelligence said that there's no confirmed intelligence to support this sensationalized story based on one initial report, which makes little sense. See, everything is done by sending out rumors. And I've talked about what is Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 the Mueller report, Stormy Daniels, hundreds of millions of your dollars spent for theater. And that's called secondhand, thirdhand, fourthhand information. That's called rumors, gossip. That's called hearsay. That's where we are. We are allowing people who are so corrupt to manipulate data, to edit data. The people who are getting ahead in this country, President Trump, these names of all, I don't care how many, if there's 10,000 names, odds are, and we talked about this yesterday privately, Vince, and you asked me to mention this on the air, and I'm doing it right now. There's a very good chance that these people who have been to Epstein are, first of all, they're all multimillionaires and multibillionaires. All of them. And odds are these are the people who are basically manipulating, blackmailing, intimidating, threatening, basically creating all this conformity to control the masses and eliminate any prosperity and control their own destiny. And this is why consumer confidence is not where it should be. We're not being rewarded. The patriots aren't being rewarded for loyalty, for rule of law, for following the Constitution. The people who are getting ahead are the people who are so-called, you know, the wimpy, oh, I'm offended, the snitches, the tattletalers, the ass-kissers, the yes-men, the pot-stirrers, the gossips, the censors, the virtual signaling followers, the traitors, the people who were selling gimmickry, corruption, manipulation, the practicing hypocrites and double standards. It's almost like a religion. People who scream racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorists with an anti in front of every word and ism, phobia on the back of every word. We are letting people get ahead who are promoting a false narrative by sacrificing the truth, by sacrificing the rule of law, by creating election interference, false vaccines, military-industrial complex, more walls, wars. Every policy is protecting the wealthy. And we are in a position where people are finally waking up to see this stuff. And I've talked about so many of this stuff, how these consequences of inaction towards political correctness, of doing nothing towards political correctness, it delegitimizes work, it delegitimizes the rule of law, and it also gives liability immunity towards the most biggest corrupt corporations in the country and the world. I mean, when AOC said a few months ago, they admitted the governor should keep restrictions on business until after the elections to avoid an economic recovery to prevent Trump's reelection. Can you imagine if a Republican said that? We are literally giving free lunch to the elite. I have spent 9 years with thousands of examples on this show and others explaining with specificity and detail about welfare to the wealthy, about stock buybacks. I've spent hours explaining how the money is going from the bottom 93% and being redistributed to the top 1% and then dribbling along the way to the top 7%. I've given specific examples. I've given economic and financial examples. I've done the math. I've talked about this. And yet, we are allowing the powers that be to create these false narratives, to manufacture perception, and literally hold on to tell people who should have pity and guilt and race baiting every 5 minutes using group identity politics. Even though these same people are degrading and disrespecting certain groups by insulting their work ethic, ability, intelligence, by saying we need to lower the bars of standards and expectations. Oh, it's all the white male's fault. But yet none of these people in Hollywood or the mainstream media or on the left are saying, let's call for a confiscation of all the money from Bezos, Buffett, Soros, Zuckerberg, Gates, the Cuomos, Anderson Cooper, the Rothschilds, Cook, Murdoch. There's no call for confiscation of wealth. So they virtue signal and say, oh, well, we need to pay more in taxes. Well, if they were serious about saying this for the last few decades, they would voluntarily pay more taxes. They can do this. But Bill Clinton's not doing it. The Clinton Foundation's not doing it. But you have people who are bought and paid for, like Jonathan Gruber, basically taking more people or more money from the people and calling Americans stupid for falling for all the propaganda. Then these names have to come out. We're so corrupt. You know, we've corrupted our two youngest generations of youth. All funding for colleges in the UN must be eliminated. We have to reinstate the military draft. And we also have to draft 60-plus-year-olds who have a minimum of 15 years of successful private sector experience. And they need to be drafted as teachers and do at least a 2-year stint in education to teach our children, because things have gotten way out of hand. You know, talking about Black Lives Matter here, if I may. I just have so much information. I apologize for taking the airtime. But Black Lives co-founder said largely white liberal white supremacists are the problem. A black man says he hates white guilt. A black dude, and this is what it says, has had enough. People are coming. Now, a lot of these videos and these articles are being purged. But once in a while, they get through. And people are saying this is BS. Now, I'm going to go back in time a little bit. Even Malcolm X said regarding white conservatives versus white liberals, the white liberals want to keep the money. The white liberals want to control the blacks. The white liberals are posing as their friend, and they're using tricks, deceit, hypocrisy. They're using blacks as political footballs, giving them false promises and selling out the blacks. This is what Marxism is. This is what Alinsky is. This is all in the playbook. We'll be back right after this break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you mentioned Ghislaine. It looks like Ghislaine, but I believe it's pronounced Ghislaine Maxwell. And if you look at the Ghislaine Maxwell connection, you see a lot of, well, we'll call them wealthy, you know, billionaire types and powerful types, influencing types. And it's amazing the number of people who you hear about, well-known names. And I'm talking about the filthy rich. Now, you can say filthy rich any way you want. You can say filthy rich or you can say filthy rich. And take it any way you want because it works. And so who are these people? Well, we have Bill Gates. He's involved with Ghislaine Maxwell / Jeffrey Epstein-Stein. We have Bill Clinton, Martha Stewart, Mick Jagger. I've read all these names on the internet. Alan Dershowitz, Prince Andrew, President Donald Trump, Leslie Wexler. This guy was the CEO, of Victoria Has No Secrets. He's a billionaire. Mort Zuckerman, he's a billionaire, former owner of the New York Daily News. We've got Woody's Allen, he's the guy that allegedly sexually assaulted his 7-year-old adopted daughter. We've got Larry Summers, he's the former Clinton administration U.S. Treasury Secretary. We've got Ken Starr, The alleged independent counsel that allegedly investigated Bill Clinton's impeachment, Stephen Hawking, got Harry Harvey Weinstein, all these people have questionable character. And throughout the time that we've read about them and heard about them in the news, it's like, why the heck isn't Bill Clinton in prison? Why? Well, obviously, somebody has dirt on somebody who's influential in determining the outcome, right? Kevin Spacey, you know, that pervert, okay, he's that homo. He's been involved with the Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein Stein situation. How does this happen? How do these people get invited? And you really have to figure out that you come to one conclusion, that this whole thing was, let's entrap and invite people whose names are big, who are influential. Even Katie Couric was involved in somehow in maybe the Rolodex of Epstein-Stein. That they get invited to these dinners and these parties, and let's fly to the island, and let's see some real pretty girls that happen to be underage. Let's go do that. And then the video is rolling. And now there's video evidence of all this. And then these people are probably pressured into doing things against we the people. That's my take on it. I could be totally wrong, but I don't think so. I think it's really simple that there's the carrot and the stick. Hey, we'll reward you if you do this. Oh, by the way, if you don't do it, hey, well, let's watch the video. I think that's how this goes. So many people who were involved. George Stephanopoulos. Now, how the heck did he end up as a guest of Jeffrey Epstein-Stein? How did he, George Stephanopoulos? He's in the administration, right? Chelsea Handler. I mentioned Woody Allen. Sergey Brin. Now, he was the co-founder of Google. How's that happen? So these people are obviously influential, and boy, wouldn't it be nice to have them for dinner, and maybe we can give them a little service, and maybe we can record it for posterity. And bribery, and for threatening purposes. And you kind of have to wonder why when former President William Jefferson Blythe Clinton was impeached, why he didn't end up in prison. Why? Abuse of power, having sex in the White House. I mean, really? Is anybody paying attention? Obviously, the rioting and the protesting is the culmination of years of this nonsense, the years of abuse, the years of overtaxation. And then we got the plagiarist who wants to play president too. And he acts like he had nothing to do with this. He's a career politician. He's part of the problem, a big part of the problem. He was vice president for...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. One of the U.S. cities seeing a big spike in COVID-19 cases is Houston. There, the mayor, Sylvester Turner, is now calling on Texas state Republicans to scrap their plans for an in-person convention in the city later this month. He says it's the only convention still on the schedule in the city that has not been pushed back or revamped its plans.
Hosting a convention, an indoor convention, at this time in the city of Houston is a bad idea.
There's a report that the White House is working on a message that would say the U.S. needs to learn to live with the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post reporting that White House officials are hoping, in its words, Americans will grow numb to the escalating death toll and will learn to accept thousands of new cases a day. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Many Americans are continuing to mourn the loss of country music icon Charlie Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Country music legend Charlie Daniels, best known for his monster 1979 hit The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died of a stroke. He was 83. According to a press release from his representatives, the acclaimed Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry member died at Summit Medical Center in Hermitage, Tennessee, where doctors determined his cause of death. Daniels accumulated a slew of accolades and awards during his long music career, including his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He also won a Dove Award for Gospel Albums and a coveted Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Daniels is survived by his wife Hazel and son Charlie Daniels Jr.
And the Kansas City Chiefs and Super Bowl winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes are making history on a record-setting contract extension exceeding half a billion with a B dollars. Yesterday, the former league MVP signed a 10-year deal worth $503 million with $477 million in guaranteed mechanisms and a no-trade clause. The deal breaks MLB star Mike Trout's previous record of a 12-year $430 million deal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
DC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens with us. And Rich, since you mentioned cars, I wanted to share this with our class. You and I have had private discussions for years and years and years. We're probably, you know, close to 10 years old. And during one of those, and this, by the way, is germane to the rioting and the protests and the anger in the United States, believe it or not. And I'll connect that dot in just a second. I believe you asked me something like this. Hey, Vin, at what price would you buy a new truck? And my answer, what was my answer, Rich Even?
Your answer was very low, if even existing. And you know what? And when you really think about it, Vince, when you're buying a new vehicle today, not only are you being tracked, but the powers that be, if you don't say or do the right thing, they will shut your vehicle. They can shut your vehicle off while you're driving.
Right.
They have the power with today's technology. And I was speaking to a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention his name. He does not live in this country. He's an engineer for a very big manufacturer. He says they're pushing out cars so fast, he doesn't even have time to get the bugs out of the system. And they don't mind, because we also use the term forced obsolescence, because when bugs occur, when breakages occur, you, as the owner, have to pay for it. So
let me finish the rest of this story. So my answer was, there is no price. There's no price that I would buy a new car or a new truck. Okay. Now, here's why I'm saying this. In Springfield, this all ties, believe it or not, to the current state of anger across the United States of America. It's just one little nit of it. So we reported years ago that people would drive to the mall in Springfield, Missouri. They'd get out of their car, lock their car, go into the mall, come back to the car, press that unlock button, and they couldn't get in their car, and they were locked out of their car. The push button didn't work. And it didn't matter whether it was a Ford or a Chrysler or General Motors, or the cars did not unlock. And what happened was there was and nobody could figure it out. And I called Bert Bertonis, and he said, well, sounds like it's the third harmonic of the of FM, center of the dial FM radio. Someone just fired up a FM radio station about 100 on the dial, and that's the third harmonic of the 300 megahertz frequency that these remote unlocked key fobs use. It makes perfect sense, and that's what it was. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is people got locked out of their cars, and they thought they were really cool with these, you know, keyless entries and keyless start. Ridiculous technology. Absolutely ridiculous. So it used to be that if you had a dead battery, for example, you could push the car, and somebody could get in the car, maybe one or two people could push it, you could roll it downhill, pop the clutch with the key in the on position, and start the car that way. That's what we used to do if we had a dead battery. Well, now, if you have an 80% charge on your battery, that's not enough, because the computers get confused and the car doesn't know what to do, the locking system doesn't know what to do, the transmission doesn't know what to do, the engine doesn't know what to do. So you have to have a perfect battery in order to operate one of these new cars. Well, here's what happened last night. So our son, as you know, has this business where he repairs cars. Well, all kinds of repairs. He got a call from one of his customers, and he answered the phone, and it was in the evening. I said, so what are you doing? He goes, oh, I've got to go see so-and-so. I said, what's up? And he said, well, he's stuck in his car. I said, he's stuck in his car? Yeah, he said he's locked in there and he can't get out. He can't get out. He's a handicapped guy and he can't get out of his car. The doors are locked shut and he can't get out of his car. So fortunately for this particular gentleman, the senior citizen, he had a cell phone. So he was able to call our son to help get him out of the car. So now, what I'm saying is, that's never going to happen in my truck. It's impossible to happen in my truck because I don't have an electronic locking system. Now, I know it's really neat to just push that button, aim it at the door, and all the doors lock, or push a button and unlock the doors from inside the car. Oh, that's really fun. But here's a situation where a guy couldn't get out of his car. Think about that. That happened last night. We have been trapped by the technology. And do you have a choice? Can you say, hey, I want to have an... Look, I like the Chevy pickup truck. It's really nice. But I want the same locks that Vinny has. You know, the kind that you have to reach over across the bench seat to unlock the passenger's door. I'd like one like that. Do you have one like that? They're going to tell you, no, we don't make those. Rich, even that's where we are today. You can't jumpstart your car. And that thing about television, you know, where they show somebody ripping out the wires under the dashboard, and they touch these two wires together, and there's sparks, and the engine starts right up. That's nonsense. That's not how you do it. That will not work. What you really need to do, if you had a car that didn't have an ignition, a steering wheel lock, you just get under the hood, and you have two wires. You need two wires, not one. Two small wires will do the job. One to jump the starter, to get the engine to turn over, and one to power the ignition coil. That's it, period. Two wires from the positive side of the battery, which is under the hood anyway. Real simple. 3 feet of wire will do the whole job. What I'm saying is we have been lulled, conned, forced into this system, and we can't get out. Do you know that they make window air conditioning units with a remote control? Come on. Seriously. A window air conditioning unit with a remote control. You know, because, well, geez, who wants to get up, right? That requires batteries. That requires a computer in the air conditioning. That requires more cost. What happened to the knob that said, you know, fan speed, 1, 2, 3, 4? And the other knob that said, cool and cold. You know, we turned the knob for, and it didn't say how many degrees, and it didn't have a digital display, and it didn't require precise electrical current to operate. And it could take the beating, the pounding of the on-off grid situation that we have right now, where the grid is so unstable, it's destroying central air conditioning systems because the grid goes down. Then they bring it back up. It goes down. And they bring it back up. It's killing your refrigerator, your electronic washing machine, your microwave oven, your electronic stove, your freezer, all those fancy things. Those appliances that have those digital displays that are computer controlled, it's killing them. And so what are you going to get to replace that when you find out that it's $500 to replace the frefreezer and a new one's $1,000? What are you going to do? Which way are you going to buy? You going to get the new one that's even more susceptible, or are you going to have your old one fixed? That's where we are today. And people are furious. I am. I'm furious. Rich, any comments?
That's I have an article right here in front of me. I was going to mention it today in my band of articles. A storm is waiting to happen. The average American power bill is about to rise as much as 30%. Well, when you live in a push-button technology, and when the push-button goes wrong and you don't know how to fix it, it's going to be more money out of the people's pocket. You know, just like when I was talking about those things just a few moments ago, you know, we're being used, we're being played in many ways. As long as we allow ourselves to be distracted, as long as we allow these diversions of hypocrisies and double standards and brainwashing and divide and conquer strategies, which we've mentioned thousands of examples on this show, as long they are going to saturate the airtime with the mainstream media in Hollywood. So what they're doing is they're making life more expensive, more difficult, and we have less control. So they can. So when these declassifications come out, like what we're talking about with Maxwell, Epstein's right-hand person, basically they want to saturate the news wires so much that this information doesn't go to the people. They want to centralize everything. That's how they keep their power, money, and control. In other words, we are being played. We're being used. We're being duped. No one wants to admit they're being duped, but this is why divide and conquer strategies and brainwashing is escalating. We are losing the battle biologically, chemically, technologically, psychologically. We're being neutered. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. It's not just with Marxist and Alinsky doublespeak and psychology. They're doing it every way possible. And we've been talking on this show how many times, how many episodes did we talk about living off-grid? As I mentioned last week, I just changed to a new battery setup. $1,500 for a minimum of 8 years of battery storage, of power storage. Why isn't everybody doing this? Why? I mean, there's a mass exodus right now out of especially Democrat blue cities. There's a mass exodus out of Oregon, Washington, California, New York, I think, is number one, New Jersey, three-quarters of the Northeast states, Illinois, Michigan. Why everybody, especially if you're young and you brag about your technological skills and your push-button skills, you should be living off-grid. It's not that hard. But it offers a solution. It offers a skill set. It offers outside-the-box thinking. And then you dovetail that with growing some food, managing your own woodlot, your own forest for free heat. You raise some animals. You start thinking outside the box. I'm not saying to go back to the 19th century. I'm saying to relearn those lost skills, but dovetail them with technology. Now, look at what these so-called COVID lockdowns are doing for the masses, for the people, to the people. Lawlessness, unemployment, murder, rape is going through the moon, mayhem, suicide, increase in psychotropic drug, you know, antidepressive drugs, business closures, drug overdose, looting, riots. It's gotten to the point where it's a combination of people giving up and not getting exposed to plan Bs and other solutions. And that's why we're on the air. We've talked about the forced agenda while they're bailing out the biggest people, and I'm going to talk about that if I have time today and mention a few companies. They want to crash the economy, delegitimize work, eliminate free markets and supply and demand. They want to get rid of cash. They want to create a government centralized cryptocurrency. They want to stop patriotic peaceful assembly. There's an agenda here. Okay, they want to make you submissive with masks and social distancing. They want to control you with technology. They want to eliminate the legitimacy of voting and do it by mail, which will be 100% rigged. Domestic violence, depression, chaos, division, infighting. They don't care who they do it, what group they put against what group. They want to eliminate freedom, liberty, the rule of law. They want to make you starve with food shortages. They want depopulation and eliminate a free speech. They want to get forced vaccines to reduce your immune system so you can have immunity passports. They want forced lockdowns. They want 5G towers everywhere destroying your immune system. Folks, they're using divide and conquer strategies. They're making you stick up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. And they're going after you by embarrassing you and making you press your ego buttons and saying, oh, no, they're legitimate. No, they're not. It's an agenda. Read and research for yourself. Don't listen to us. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chief, I just had a quick question for you. In class, if you notice the intensity of our voice, we are really concerned. I mean, we are watching. We are watching the destruction of America from within. Now, this is brought to all of us largely by the synagogue of greed. And I stand by that. I'm talking about the international bankers. I'm talking about the people who have taken over our educational system. The people, same synagogue, the people who have taken over our governments, state, local, county, federal, the people who have taken over businesses, the people who have reneged on the warranties, the people who have crashed Sears. I'm talking about the junk bonds people. I'm talking about the CEOs that make 1,000 or more times more than the average worker of the same company. I'm talking about those people. People like Bill Gates, who sells a defective product and charges you $89 more for a replacement defective product, you know, like Windows, then the next version of Windows, then the next version of Windows. People who, the synagogue of greed that's infected America with advertising and tracking and watching our every single move. You know, I'm talking about the synagogue of greed in eBay that tracks your every single move and reports to you, oh, you didn't buy this. Well, there's another one just like it. And there's another one like this. So you can buy. And now, since you looked at this, the price is down 10% or 11% from last week. You want it now? These people are greedy and they're tracking us, and your alleged representatives are allowing this spying to invade your homes, your cell phones, even your smart TVs. I just wrote this down. This is from me. This originates from me. Quote, politicians are dishonest people who can't hold down an honest job. So they lie to keep the dishonest one they have. End quote. Vincent Finelli. Politicians are dishonest people who can't hold down an honest job, so they lie to keep the dishonest one that they have. That's what they are. These are politicians are people who promise something they don't own to people they don't like for votes to keep them in the same position that they've had before. That's what they do. Another word for that, or another term for that, might be theft. Stealing from us to give to other people. Stealing from everybody to give to other people. And you're seeing that. And Rich, even you have, you were talking about the list of people who got the triple P, you know, the payroll protection program. That is like theft on a grand scheme. I downloaded that list last night. Who got the money? I saw how much, you know, between any range. I saw which states, and I saw a code number that said this number identifies that company, but I don't have the decoding list, so I don't know where the money went. And it's our money. It's money taken from the federal government, distributed to through banks to anyone they felt like giving it to for whatever reason they felt like giving it out. And there's no accountability. And these are called loans. Now, I have never had a loan by anyone who said, here, Vinny, I'm going to lend you some money. And you know what? You'll never have to pay it back. That's not a loan. That's not a loan. And Kanye West, he got some of that money. And so did some of Donald Trump's buddies. They got some money. So this was an inside job, as I see it. An inside job to fleece we, the people. This kind of stuff cannot stand. And that's what this rioting is about. And when these protesters figure out that level of greed and that level of fleecing and the fact that the billionaires have gotten more billions on the backs of the corona panic and the lockdowns, and the barbershops are locked down and the restaurants are locked down and the stores are told you can't open up, but you got to pay your mortgage soon. These people are going to be frosted. The bullets are going to start flying. The wanted posters are going to be distributed. The targets are going to be on the faces and the backs of the heads of the people who are so greedy they took down the greatest country in the history of the world. That'll be us. Am I angry? Of course I'm angry. And then we've got people like Michael Bloomberg. He's part of the synagogue of greed in my world. He doesn't want you to have any protection. He does not want you to have a handgun, a rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. He doesn't want you to have any of that. But he doesn't travel with one. He travels with guys that have them all, like submachine guns. He brings his entourage with him to protect him. That's the problem. The problem is there are two different classes, and we aren't in the one that counts. We're the little serfs. We're the ones that are being thumped on the head all the time. We're the ones that are being stopped by the police at every gauntlet they feel like fleecing us at. That's who we are. The bottom 93%, coined by Rich Sheeber. I wanted to let you know that this week, Thursday, Joe from Guns 80, the CEO, is going to be on. We're going to be talking about how you can finish your AR-15. Unregistered, unlicensed, no paperwork, AR-15. And you can do it. And G's going to be with us. And he's going to be talking about some very interesting history. That's Thursday. Rich Sheeber, I'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.